Welcome to the Rising Sisters podcast. I'm your host, Sophia Demetra, and we're here to talk about all things that sisters should, from manifesting to business and business to self-pleasure. There is nothing that we can't talk about. Chat soon.
Hello, beautiful beings, and welcome back to another episode of the Rising Sisters podcast. I'm your host, Sophia Demetra, and in this week's episode, I'm finally going to be sharing with you all a very highly requested topic, and that is my spiritual journey and really what my beliefs are in coming home to my true authentic self. And so this topic is so huge. I could honestly sit here for hours, but I'm going to keep today's episode pretty general and just share, you know, what my life's look like and how my beliefs over the last 22 years have kind of shifted in ways. But before I do get into things, I just want to kind of put in a little bit of a disclaimer here, because I know that not everyone's going to align with what I say. Not everyone's going to understand what I say. You might not like my beliefs, and that is so okay. These are my beliefs. I'm not here to push them onto anyone else. This is really just a episode and a recording that you've all wanted me to speak more into. And so I'm going to do exactly that. And if you can just be respectful, that's all I ask for, because we're all entitled to our own opinions and belief. And I have no qualms or anything like that with anyone that doesn't align with my particular beliefs. I know I don't align with everyone else that's around me, but I will always have respect and love for everyone no matter what. So let's get into things. In this episode, let's go right back to the beginning of my life, obviously. So growing up, I was born into a Greek Australian family, and with that, I had the belief and the religion passed on to me of Greek Orthodox. So that meant that I was born into the Greek, I was baptized into the Greek Orthodox Church. My family went to church most Sundays. We would go to church as well, especially on like Easter and Christmas and those types of things. And that pretty much was my life up until, you know, I left school. I always just carried that belief. And, you know, there are still some things that I do carry from being Greek Orthodox. But there wasn't a whole lot. Like, I never felt fully aligned. Like, I know my mum, for instance, she's very like, yep, I'm Greek Orthodox. Like, I do things this way and whatnot. But that never felt like my story. And at the end of the day, that was really all I knew growing up. You know, our parents, when we're children, we don't have a say, which is kind of fucked when you think about it. Like, I know from my own experience, when I have children, it will be really different because of the experiences that I've gone through. So growing up, you know, my parents knew no better than to pass on their beliefs and their traditions to me. And as a child, you know, I knew no better than to be like, okay, mom, okay, dad, like, yes, I'll do this. Because I knew no better, right? Like, I was never really raised in a way that I could be like, I don't know. I don't think any kids though, or anyone that I know, was ever really raised by their parents to be like, yes, honey, like, you can do this, you can believe in that. Like, I actually don't know that many people. However, I know that when I have kids, I will be a bit more open to them and allow them to, you know, follow what feels good for them, because I didn't have that experience growing up. And again, not hating on my parents at all. I really do love them and appreciate them for what they have, you know, tried to teach me and pass on to me. But at the end of the day, we are all unique individual souls. We've all come to this world with a different purpose, a different blueprint to life, and not everything's going to align with everyone, and we just have to be okay with that. So anyways, growing up, I always just felt in my core that, yeah, this religion, this, you know, belief in the Greek Orthodox Church, it just didn't feel like it fully aligned. I also went to my whole schooling, actually, I always went to Catholic schools, and even that really made me confused as well, because I knew that wasn't my religion either. And so when I went to school, I actually went to school with a lot of people that were born baptized into the Catholic Church. And I just remember religion always being this really hard and confusing thing. And I don't know, in ways it kind of bothered me because it was just like really confusing and I just couldn't understand it. And I felt like I just never had a say in my own thoughts and beliefs. And because of that, I kind of, I don't want to say rebelled, but by the time I left school and by the time I was old enough to have my own thoughts and beliefs, I was really like, please, like, I don't want anyone else's opinions near me. Like, please don't try and push beliefs onto me if they're not mine, you know? And I think that's how it should be. Like, everyone should be entitled to their own thoughts and beliefs. And again, just like loving and respecting one another. And I think when we can do that, there is just so much more peace in the world. And, you know, I feel like we really do live in a time where more people are waking up. I know my generation, you know, we are people that are really waking up. We're really stepping away from what we're being so programmed to do and what we're being told to do. And we're really being these people that rise up and do what feels good for us and be a stand for what feels good for us. And I absolutely love that. And hence why I also was really, you know, wanting to come on here and sharing this with you all today, because this is my beliefs and this is my story. And if I can share this, and if there's one person that listens to this and they're like, oh my God, like, I can resonate with this, I'm so glad you shared your story because it makes me feel better about my own story, then that makes me so happy that I can at least help one person. So anyways, getting on with things. When I left school, I got into a relationship, and I know he won't mind me sharing this at all. I got into a relationship with a gorgeous Australian Indigenous man, and he obviously had a different culture to me, yeah, like Indigenous, Greek, like two different cultures, and with that, we also had different beliefs. And for him, you know, he was very spiritual, a big believer of energy and land and nature and all of this beautiful stuff. And at the time, I never did think beautiful things. And we always laugh about this because he honestly had so much respect for me. And I had respect for him as well. But I was so programmed and so stuck in my own way that I wouldn't allow myself to be open to any other opinions or beliefs. Anyways, growing up even more, so going on with life, becoming more of an adult, I got to a point in my life, and it was June 2019, where I got to this point in my life where I was just experiencing severe burnout, severe unhappiness. I was just totally, I don't know, there was just this thing within me in life that I just hated. I just hated life. Life was shit. I just didn't see the good in it. I really, by that point in my life, I felt like I had been so freaking programmed that I couldn't be my own self. I couldn't have my own beliefs. And I felt really stuck. And, you know, there was just this 1% in me that just knew in my core that there was more to life and that I could, there was like this hope, there was this one little bit of faith in me that was like, Sophia, just hang on, like you're going to experience massive breakthrough very, very soon. And so literally in this month of June 2019, I was introduced to a beautiful woman. I won't mention her name on here, but she, so with this as well, I will just add, so in June 2019, this was the time in my life where, like I said, I was experiencing so much unhappiness. I was really just done with everything I had learned up until that point and everything I had been as a person up until that point. And I was ready to just do anything and everything I possibly could to change my life because that's how unhappy I was. And so one of the biggest things for me was, you know, becoming my own boss and really breaking away from having to be going to a 9-to-5, earning a capped income and having to work by someone else's rules. And so, yeah, this was back when I originally stepped into the online space and started to build a business, I started a traditional network marketing company. And so the woman that brought me into this company and took me under her wing, she was such an angel. Like, I really couldn't speak highly enough of her. You know, she not only was a business mentor, but she really was in ways a life mentor for me. And she was the one that really gave me permission to start becoming more myself and doing what felt good for me. And so with that, you know, with this journey of becoming an entrepreneur and with this journey of really going home to myself and really stepping into my own true essence, I started to get into like a heap of personal development, and one thing led to another. And yeah, I don't know, it was just like one minute I was learning about the power of the mind and the subconscious mind and learning about our higher self, and then everything, I just remember, and now I look back on it, you know, I was really at this time in my life where I was starting to become and really starting to step into full alignment. And so because I was stepping into being in a more aligned place, I was opening this beautiful energetic portal in my life for more things to come in that were more in alignment with who I truly am as a person. And so with that, you know, I remember I was living in this apartment with my man, and I just like remember having this urge, and I was like, oh my God, like I want to get some crystals. And I kid you not, my whole life, I just totally forgot they existed. And out of nowhere, I like had this urge to go and buy some crystals. And I remember, and it was at that time, I remembered as a child wanting to buy crystals and I wasn't allowed them. And so it was just one of those things that made me think like, far out, like I knew this as a child that I was attracted to like energy and things like that. And again, I was shut off to that by other people's beliefs, you know. So anyways, I remember getting myself some crystals and I was learning about crystals, and obviously each crystal has a different energy and vibration and all this beautiful stuff. And then I remember being in a bookstore and I was buying personal development books. And I'll never forget, you know, I had just gotten my nails painted, right? And it was something that I rarely done. And my nails were painted in this beautiful shade of pink. It was a very, very light pink. And then I was in the bookstore and I looked down and there was this deck of oracle cards. And it was literally this shade of pink and all these other beautiful colors. It was the Rebecca Campbell Work Your Light oracle cards. And I just remember looking at my nails and looking at this box and I was like, oh my God, how crazy that like literally they ended up being the exact same color. And again, it was one of those urges that I had to be like, Sophia, like buy these cards. And something else for me, you know, I always deep in my core believed in other worlds. Well, I don't know if growing up I believed in other worlds. I kind of just saw this world as a whole, but I believed, I guess, in multi-dimensions. And, you know, I could share so many experiences on this, but the biggest one that's really beautiful that I'll share with you all is growing up as a child, I would always go to my auntie's house, and she had this rocking chair in her house, and it was my great-grandmother's rocking chair. And my great-grandmother also loved pigeons. Anyways, after she passed on, obviously, like I think she actually passed on. Oh, was I alive when she passed on? I can't remember. I don't think I ever really knew her, but yeah, I think I was, yeah, anyways, I'm not even going to explain that. But anyways, obviously she had passed on, and what I would do, I would always sit outside my auntie's house and I'd always be like, you know, great-grandmother, if you're around, show me through a pigeon. And a pigeon would no doubt always show up right in front of me, or it would go and sit on the fence or anything like that. Oops, my alarm just went off. But yeah, anyway, so it was just like I was starting to remember all these things. And, you know, even in grade 9, like my grandfather passed on, and I just got full body goosebumps, you know. Now in my life, because I've really opened myself up to knowing more, I've been able to experience more. And, you know, my grandfather now, although he's passed on, he is someone that he is a very strong presence in my life. You know, we communicate quite a lot. And again, I will speak a little bit more into that a little bit further on in this episode. But anyways, gosh, I've like gone on a full tangent here, but going back to, yeah, the start of this journey, the start of me, diving into personal development and opening my world, or opening myself to the world of spirituality. You know, yeah, like I said, I started to buy crystals and learn about them. I started to, you know, use my oracle cards, and the oracle cards I would pull, you know, I would just randomly shuffle these cards, and without a doubt, I would always receive the perfect message at the perfect time. And I just grew so much faith in my angels and in God and the universe and my higher love. And it made me feel so great about life. And when I started to feel so positive and feel so in alignment with who I truly was as a person, my life really started to change, and for the better. You know, I'm now 2 years on in this beautiful place, and you know, my journey is always, it's forever a thing. You know, it's not just that I done the work for 2 years, or I've been reading books for 2 years, or working with healers for 2 years, and then that's it. It's like, no, like every single day of my life, I'm learning more, I'm experiencing more. And so with that, you know, fast forward to, let's say, gosh, when was it? Pretty much this time last year, actually. So fast forward a year to now June last year, I started to work with a spiritual healer. I invested $10,000 with this woman who I had never met in my entire life. She was a woman that another mentor of mine had been working with. And also, fast forward to last year in February, I left my network marketing company and I started with my affiliate marketing company. And I started, and again with this as well, this also tied into my spiritual journey, because when I was in network marketing, it was all about hiding behind products and really sharing products all the time and this, that, and the other. Whereas stepping into affiliate marketing, it was all about being your own personal brand. And so for me to have this business, it meant I really needed to get crystal clear on who the fuck I was, what I'm meant to do in this world, like what my purpose is, what my vision is, and to be able to attract, you know, my soul tribe. And to do so, like I said, I had to get really clear on who I was as a person. Anyways, so come June last year, I invested $10,000 in a spiritual healer, life coach, whatever you want to call her. And I worked with her every single week for 12 weeks, so for 3 months. And she really, it was the most, oh, I just got full body goosebumps. It was the most amazing, most transformational experience I've ever had in my entire life. And the most, I don't know, it's so crazy to explain, but there wasn't a whole lot, like, I don't know, I don't want to say she did nothing, because obviously she helped me transform my life, but what it mainly was her holding space for me, and like every single week something different would come up in my life. And so when it would come to a Saturday and I would work with her, she would ask me, what's coming up for you in your life right now? And I would share that with her. And then how we would work together is that she would just hold space for me and ask me questions and really mentor me and help me and guide me in a way that got me to think for myself and got me to tune into my own intuition, tune into my heart, tune into my gut instinct, whatever you want to call it, and really develop this beautiful, soulful connection with myself and find trust within myself. Because in this world, we're so programmed to believe in other people, to believe in all these outside sources. We're never taught to tune into ourselves and trust ourselves, which is really unfortunate, because we really do have all the answers within us. Like, how empowering would it be if you too could, you know, stop thinking so much from your mind? Because the thing is that because we are so programmed, our minds, especially our subconscious mind, so whatever your conscious mind is thinking, your subconscious mind's job is to act upon. So if you're thinking, like if you're thinking on a conscious level, so on a regular level, that you know, you're not worthy of earning $10,000 a month, your subconscious's mind, your subconscious mind's job is to, you know, feed off that. Like, it will tell you, like, okay, Sophia, you're not worthy, you can't have that. And this is the problem with, you know, the conditioning from the outside world. And so, yeah, you know, I spent 3 months really removing a lot of what I had been learned and learning how to trust myself. And this journey of trusting myself and learning more about myself has been the most rewarding thing in my entire life, because I know that everything I need to know is within me. And it truly is so, so empowering. And what I love the most is that now that I've been on this journey and I've, you know, made that conscious effort to start this journey, I can really help other people do the same. But anyways, so yeah, you know, I started working with this beautiful woman. She really helped me a lot, and not just with my mind and, you know, helping me in that aspect, but even when it came to things like my womb, like my yoni, my vagina, whatever you want to call it, you know, we did a lot of womb work together. And the reason we went down that, you know, type of route was because I had a lot of issues. And again, these issues that I had with my womb and my yoni was all because of the conditioning from society. I've actually shared, there are episodes in this podcast series that I have previously shared episodes about my womb history. So you can go and check those out if you want to. But yeah, basically, long story short, we did a lot of like clearing in my womb space and allowing me to fall in love with being a woman, allow me to love having, you know, a freaking vagina. Like, I literally, at one point in my life, I hated being a woman. Like, I didn't want to have periods. There was all these things that I didn't like about being a woman. And, you know, she really helped me find the beauty within being a woman. And it really, like I said, it's honestly been the biggest gift, because again, I see so many other women that have just detached from who they truly are due to conditioning and programming. And I really get to help them, you know, come home to themselves. And that really is my purpose here in this world, is to help more people come home to themselves. And there has never been a better time for people like myself. And I know so many of you listening to this right now, we are so needed in this world, because there is just so much going on and there is not enough people standing up for what they believe in and doing what feels good for them. And at the end of the day, we all have the same choice. We all have the same amount of hours in the day. It's just about having that courage to lean into the fear and do what feels good for you anyways. But yeah, anyway, so while I was working with my healer, I guess my belief in, you know, the universe, it just got really, really strong. There were, you know, I started to learn about manifestation. That was a really big one for me as well. And realizing, you know, law of attraction, like all of the laws of the universe, they're the laws of nature, you know, they are legit things, you know, law of attraction. It's all based on energy. Energy is everything, you know. How do you think Wi-Fi works? Like, it's everything in this world is a source of energy. And yeah, everything just started to make sense for me. And it all was just falling into place. And, you know, there were things like, you know, my first ever apartment with my man, like I literally manifested the exact apartment we moved into before I even knew what manifestation was. Like, I remember years and years before I learned what manifestation was, I remember seeing this particular apartment and I said to my man, I was like, we're going to live there one day. And then what happened? We ended up moving into this particular place. And yeah, there's been so many things ever since that I have manifested into reality. Also, like leaving my job at 21, I always said that that's what I wanted to do and I made that happen. But yeah, like manifestation, that's definitely something I'm going to speak about in another episode. There are also things like angel numbers. If you're following me on Instagram, you know I am always talking about angel numbers, and that all comes to in alignment with what's called numerology. And like I said, energy is everything. And so when it comes to numbers, each number actually also holds an energetic frequency. So when you see angel numbers, there's a reason why you're seeing that number. Like, I'm sure there are so many of you listening that are like familiar with 1111, right? Everyone's like, oh my God, 1111, make a wish. But it's like, no, like, that's actually the universe. That's your angel's way of communicating with you in this world. And it really is so beautiful when you start to learn about this stuff. It all just makes sense. And you know, my whole life, I never recognized angel numbers. But the minute I started to open myself to this world of opportunities, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm getting my words so twisted. I'm so like excited and passionate right now. But as soon as I started to open my mind and not be so closed-minded, you know, angel numbers everywhere. I always see angel numbers, and every single number has a different meaning. And it really is just so, so cool. Like, I'm so, so grateful for, yeah, just life and for myself, for trusting in myself and following what felt good for me. And yeah, you know, this has all really just been one big and beautiful journey that, like I said, I'm still on. Gosh, there is so much I could share into this. You know, there are things like astrology, like, you know, you have your star signs, you know, that again is another type of thing. You then have human design. I brought a beautiful woman named Morgan on recently, and we spoke about human design, and that's your energy blueprint. And yeah, there really is so much. So now you can kind of imagine why I was saying this episode has been a really big struggle to try and record, because yeah, there is just so much to it. But yeah, you know, there are a few other things that, like, I'll share with you today. And you know, one of them being a psychic. You know, my whole life I had this really, and again, this is literally, I will never forget. So growing up, I had an auntie who went to a psychic, and this particular psychic, yeah, I mean, she shared with her some news, and it wasn't the greatest news. It was just, yeah, you know, the psychic could obviously see something happening in my aunt's life that wasn't the greatest. And my aunt, this thing came true for my auntie. And, you know, she would always talk about how evil it was and all of these things. And so then I started to have this resistance growing up, and thinking that psychics were a bad thing. And now, you know, it's taken me all these years, even the last 2 years, being more open to my spirituality and being more open to my beliefs, I still had this thing where I was like, oh my gosh, like, psychics, oh, I don't know how I feel about them. And then, you know, a couple of months ago, maybe a month or two ago, I felt this calling to go to a psychic, and I didn't feel any bad energy around it whatsoever. Again, this was me knowing that literally energy is everything. It's not even a woo-woo thing. Like, energy is literally everything. It is a scientific thing. Therefore making it a legit thing. And so, you know, I know that with psychics, it's just a very high level of consciousness and energetics, you know. So anyways, I went to a psychic a little while ago, and it was the most beautiful experience. Oh, and also, while I was working with my spiritual healer last year, I had this beautiful divine experience where my grandfather came through her, and so she was really able to support me and act as a medium, which means she could, you know, energetically connect to my grandfather, although he had passed. And, you know, I was able to speak to him, and it was so, so beautiful. And, you know, with my grandfather, oh, I just got chills. He's obviously around me right now. Being on this journey for myself, you know, I've always felt very strongly connected to my grandfather. He's always around me. Not always, but I definitely know when he is. He's a very strong energy. And I have the most beautiful relationship with him. And I'm so, so grateful to have that connection with him. And yeah, you know, I could totally go into that deeper and deeper, but I'll keep it pretty general for now. But yeah, so anyways, a couple weeks ago when I went to my psychic, I was able to connect with him again, And it was just so cool because she was clarifying things that I had already known. And I never doubted my abilities to be able to connect with him. But, you know, when she was confirming things with me and him, I was just like, yeah, like I know that. Or she would say something and I'd be like, yeah, like I was talking to him about that the other day. And it's just like, oh my gosh, it's just the most beautiful thing ever. Like, for me, there is nothing bad about that at all. I think it's truly beautiful, and what a gift that we can connect with our past loved ones, and know that they're always with us, supporting us in every single step of our journey. And yeah, you know, this is really where I'm at in my life right now, you guys. You know, I think if you're on my Instagram anyways, you all know I'm very open about my beliefs. I love my beliefs. I love all things spirituality. I love all things crystals, all things oracle cards, you know, drinking cacao, reading self-help and personal development books. Like, I am all over that stuff, all over angel numbers, all over manifesting. And yeah, you know, I've also, oh gosh, you guys, I could really go on about this forever, but yeah, you know, I'm just very, very grateful for the journey that I'm on. And also, you know, the more I've connected with who I am as a person, like I mentioned earlier, I open myself up to, you know, be able to attract more people in my life that were on that same level. You know, all of my people in my life, all of my beautiful friends, you know, they are very similar types of people. We all have very similar beliefs. And of course, right, it makes sense, because when I'm in alignment, everything else in my path comes into that alignment as well. And, you know, the beautiful thing with being in the relationship with my man was that he was really able to hold space and support me, because obviously now, you know, we have actually, from going from like totally different freaking beliefs, now we have very, very similar beliefs. And yeah, like, it's just the most beautiful thing to have someone in my life that I can really, yeah, turn to when I need him. He's, yeah, a really big part of my life, and he's been a big part of this journey. And, yeah, to have someone in my life that's gone through all of these things with me is, you know, such a blessing as well, because for a long time, you know, me and my mom, for example, she totally doesn't get me. She doesn't understand my beliefs. She gives me a lot of, she thinks she's funny, but she gives me a lot of grief around my beliefs. And unfortunately, that's just how she was raised, and I can't change that. I won't try to change that, but it hasn't been the easiest journey. And so, yeah, to have people in my life that can really support me has always meant so much. My beautiful father, the more I am on this journey of coming home to myself, my beautiful father has someone he can really open up to and talk to about these things as well. Like, my dad, although he is also Greek Orthodox, that's what he defines himself as when it comes to beliefs and religion, he is very, very spiritual as well. You know, it's so cute. He always sends me, he's in this Facebook group on, obviously Facebook. He's in this Facebook group where, they do readings like every day. This lady does like a psychic reading, and my dad will always send them to me. And, you know, I talk to my dad about, you know, my grandfather, and whenever my grandfather's around me, or, you know, I've spoken to my dad about me going to psychics. And even my dad, funny, like, long story short, one of my aunties actually, I recently found out that, and it's funny because I thought my dad recently told me this, but I feel like I've always known one of my aunties actually has like medium capabilities, which means she too can connect to the not so living side. So anyways, like, my dad recently, through my auntie, my dad was able to connect with my grandfather, and like, it just meant a lot to me that my dad could confide in me and come to me and just share this beautiful part of his own journey with me, because, you know, there aren't that many people in his life that totally understand or are on that same level as him. So anyways, it's just been one big and beautiful journey. I am so grateful to be where I am right now in my life. I think back to the girl I was 2 years ago, and it really blows my mind how much our conditioning and how much our own, what we think are our beliefs, can really play a role in our life. You know, I knew growing up how much, and it wasn't just my own religious beliefs either. You know, there was so much that I believed in, like I had to get a job, I had to go to school, like all these things that I believed in that didn't feel good for me. And as soon as I made that decision as a young 20-year-old to, take that leap of faith and, you know, just follow my heart no matter what I did in my life, you know, everything really did change for the better. And it hasn't been the easiest journey, and I can truly admit that, but it definitely has been the most rewarding. And yeah, I'm just so grateful that I get to be this beautiful bundle of light in this world. And although sometimes it's not that easy, it truly is rewarding, and I really get to hold space to help other people that might be, you know, struggling with their own beliefs. And it just, like I said, it makes me really happy that I can help them and help guide them and just be of service in that way. If there's anything I can give you in terms of advice from this episode, is that just no matter where you are in your life, no matter how old you are, how young you are, always just make sure you're doing what's good for you. Also just respect your parents. You know, I think that's another thing too. There was a little while there as I've been going through this journey where I held a lot of anger and resentment towards my parents, because, you know, they're obviously the ones that brought all these beliefs onto me as a child. But at the end of the day, they know no better. They're just trying to do what they feel is best for us. And that's where we have to keep an open mind and just be loving and respectful back. And, you know, especially as adults, like what a blessing is it that as adults, we really can choose our lives. We really can choose our beliefs. We really can choose the pathway of life that we desire to live on or live by. And this podcast was really birthed for me to be able to share anything and everything with you all. And this has been a big part of me that, I really wanted to share, but I just didn't know how. But oh my God, I'm so happy that this episode is almost coming to an end, because it was just a lot to try and cram into one. But please let me know how you find this episode. Let me know if you're listening to it, take a screenshot, share it on your story. If you have received any value from this, please let me know as well. Or if there is anything that you can relate to, please share that too. I love feedback as always. And I just hope that this episode makes sense. It was a bit ballsy to try and explain it all at once, but I'm really, really looking forward to all future episodes to come. I think the next one I speak about will be either about angel numbers specifically, or I'll talk about manifestation, because I've manifested so many things in my life to date, and it's something that I love to do. So much to come, you guys. I'm just forever grateful for this safe space that I've created for all of you that listen to this. Honestly, you guys, like I couldn't be more grateful for every single one of you that do tune into this. Know that you are seen, know that you are heard, know that you are so valued, that you are so important, you are so worth everything you desire. And just thank you again for holding this space to listen to my story today. And I guess I will see you all, or not that I'll see you all, but I will speak to you all in my next episode. Have an amazing week, you guys.